Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in the 600s in terms of episodes now, the 683rd episode, which is amazing on the 6th day of December. We're going to celebrate 2 years on February 1st. If you want to be a part of that amazing party and celebration, you can go to marydemuth.com and record a little message about how this podcast has been a blessing to you. So thank you in advance for doing that. This podcast is sponsored by Outrageous Grace Every Day, my new devotional that just came out this month. It'll be a great Christmas present. It walks you through the book of Romans in 90 days, and it's like a devotional and a commentary had a baby. So if that's something that you would like, then you can purchase it for yourself as a gift or give it as a gift to somebody else. We're in Romans 2, verses 12 through 16, in the easy to read version of the Bible, the ERV, and this is what it says. People who have the law and those who never heard of the law are all the same when they sin. People who don't have the law and are sinners will be lost. And in the same way, those who have the law and are sinners will be judged by the law. Hearing the law does not make people right with God. They will be right before Him only if they always do what the law says. Those who are not Jews don't have the law, but when they naturally do what the law commands without even knowing the law, then they are their own law. This is true even though they don't have the written law. They show that in their hearts they know what is right and wrong, the same as the law commands, and their consciences agree. Sometimes their thoughts tell them that they have done wrong, and this makes them guilty, and sometimes their thoughts tell them that they have done right, and this makes them not guilty. All this will happen on the day when God will judge people's secret thoughts through Jesus Christ. This is part of the good news that I tell everyone. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this taken out of context, this could be a very stressful series of verses because it would make us think that we have to be perfect to have a relationship with you. And while that is true in a nuance, the truth is we can't. We don't have the ability to live a sinless, perfect life, but there was one who has, and that's Jesus Christ. And so to know you is to ask for that sacrifice to matter on our behalf. It's to recognize the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, to surrender our lives to the one who gave his life for us. And then that spirit that you give us, that Holy Spirit, then begins to work toward your good pleasure to help us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We don't have to work our way to heaven. Works are a natural outpouring of understanding your outrageous grace. And so help us to live in reaction to what you have done, not in a way of a child trying to prove their worthiness or loveliness to their parent. We are already loved. We are already worthy because of what Jesus has done on the cross. Therefore, we can live lives that are worthy, and we can, in gratitude, serve you the rest of our lives. Lord, I pray for those under the shadow of money stress. I know that the scripture isn't talking about that today, but that's what my conviction is that somebody listening here somewhere is struggling in this way, and I pray that you would alleviate that stress. I also thank you that they are not their provider. You are their provider. Help them to rest in knowing that it's not all up to them. I mean, we know that we have to work hard, but we also know that there comes a point where we can only do so much. And so, Lord, Jehovah Jireh, I pray for my friend who needs provision, particularly during this difficult month where we're spending lots of money to celebrate you, which seems kind of interesting if you think about it. Lord, I pray for provision. I pray that you would lift the burden of debt. I pray that you would help all of us to be generous during this season, to find people who desperately need provision. Help us to be generous because you have been so generous to us. You have brought us into relationship with you. You have made a way where there was no way. You have helped us to find you. And now we can live in the peace of knowing that we are loved and accepted and worthy in your sight. We are your children. Because of that, we pray for a generous heart, that during this season we wouldn't be stingy or always trying to guard what is ours, but gloriously and joyfully give it away. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help out the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels to sponsor the podcast at. And when we get to the next level, which is probably going to be a while, I will be able to do translation of each prayer and have that up on the website. We're not quite there yet. So thanks for that. You can also download the free Pray Every Day app. Some of you said you'd have some problems with the app. What happens is it can get buggy after a while. And so my solution actually works, which makes me laugh, is just erase it or get rid of it and then re-upload it and it should be just fine. So anyway, I hope you have a great day and you are loved, my friend. You're so very loved.